Seen this?
Approaching protesters to say this. Yeah. You might have seen videos of ICE agents approaching protesters to say this.
Yeah, why are you taking my information down?
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist.
Do you have some ID then, please?
I don't need
that. If not, we're going to put you in the vehicle and we're going to ID you.
In the last couple months, we've gotten more and more tips from government officials and people working at tech companies, raising the alarm bells over the way the technology is being used by the Trump administration to achieve their immigration goals. Our reporting led us to uncover that the U.S. government is flooding tech companies, including Meta, Google, and Reddit, with hundreds of subpoenas. So
I'm not. I do want there to be some like distinguishment or distinction between the different segments or whatever. But like, this is a perfect example of what I mean. Okay, everyone talks now about ICE and how terrible ICE is, and they are terrible. But just the other day, Hillary Clinton was out there bragging about how her husband and Barack Obama were able to deport more people, and they were able to do it without causing such a mess. So like, it seems like all of the most fascist things the Trump administration's doing are either a maintaining of or a continuation of, because again, like the ICE isn't really, I'm not trying to downplay how bad the Trump admin is, because they're very, very bad. But like, okay, everyone recognizes that the worst things the Trump admin does or has tried to do have either failed or are just really openly reprehensible versions of things that have already been done, right? Because the really, really bad stuff they're doing, nobody talks about, and also, it was already happening. Like the tax cuts, or cutting USAID, you know? Yeah, sloppy continuations of pre-existing. Like, obviously, the Trump tax cuts were Trump, like, he did that, but it's not as though we haven't been cutting taxes decade over decade for nearly 100 years. Since World War II, you know, like the gutting of the American, the ability for us to use tax dollars to good end. Did Dems cut USAID? Buddy, it goes so much deeper than that. The delegation of medical rights and like vaccine distribution being relayed to the fucking Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in Africa, which has led to like a bunch of really, really, really bad stuff. Because when like inevitably, if you start deferring like charity and charitable aid over to private corporations, you know, or you know, charity groups or whatever, you inevitably get like really bad externalities. This stuff's been going on for ages and ages, you know? If we wanted to, we could have, with a fraction of America's wealth, we could have done unimaginable good in Africa, Middle East, Latin America. We talk about Trump destabilizing the Middle East, but previous presidents did as well, you know? All the really bad stuff that Trump is doing, it feels like it's just, but nobody talks about it. People still don't talk about the debt, man. I feel crazy, like people, I feel crazy, because the only people who talk about the national debt are those crazy, like, debt clock buy gold guys. It's like, I feel like I'm talking about the birth rate crisis, you know, where you bring up our falling birth rates globally, and people are like, okay, Elon. And it's like, okay, I know he talks about it, but it's still a real problem, you know? The debt is a real problem. It's a really, really big problem. It's going to blow up in our lifetimes. It's not sustainable. And there's no president who will be willing to raise taxes to the point that it could address it. We're like actually in the death spiral right now. But nobody talks about that. We talk about ICE. But what is ICE doing? Let's be real here. A more incompetent, openly evil version of shit they used to do under Obama and Trump 1 and Biden. You know? Yeah, I'm sorry, because we're talking now about them doing surveillance, but like a lot of this stuff seems like an obfuscation, because like, okay, they're surveilling people. The intelligence agencies have been surveilling people for decades and decades and decades illegally. And that surveillance was approved and re-upped by Democrats too. You know, the Patriot Act was not a 100% Republican vote. Why don't people talk about this? It's all the stuff we freak out over with Trump. It's just like an echo of past problems, and the really like destructive stuff. I feel like a lot of people consider procedural bullshit because it's been normalized over decades. I'm sorry. I'm just rambling.
data of U.S. citizens who have posted content that is critical.
To be clear, I'm not saying that Trump and the admin aren't incredibly bad. What I'm saying is that it is an admin made up largely of neo-Nazis, but the neo-Nazism is an affect. The effect is more neoliberalism. Like, the effect of what we're seeing right now is a massive flow of wealth and power to corporate oligarchs, transnational corporations, broad deregulation. In a lot of respects, it's just a continuation of trends that were set into place by Reagan and then continued through Clinton, who established the Democratic line for a lot of Reagan's economic policies, Obama, who failed to punish any of the Wall Street execs. You understand what I mean? This is what I've been going on about with Newsom. You know, like, Newsom's just another fucking guy. He's just another guy to get to, like, oh, he'll make ICE civil, you know? He'll make ICE not openly Nazi aligned, you know? Like, the downward spiral continues.
...of ICE. In the past, these types of subpoenas have been used for things like terrorism and child trafficking. They're seen as a type of emergency measure. Using them at this scale to uncover accounts that are largely political is unprecedented.
Get a real job!
A lot of the holders of these social media accounts are Americans who are upset about ICE activity in their community and decided to start a social media account about it. Some of the legal experts we spoke to raised questions about whether this is a challenge to people's First Amendment right of expression on the internet. The two administrative subpoenas that we were able to read through are for social media accounts like Facebook and Instagram. This is the Montco Community Watch account. It's a small account dedicated to Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, largely posting alerts to their community about the presence of ICE. The Department of Homeland Security has asked for people's address, their email address, their phone number, their IP information, any identifying information. The companies say they try to alert people if their data has been requested by the government. The alerts that they get will often say that people have 10 to 14 days to challenge the administrative subpoena in court. Those alerts aren't being handed out consistently or always reaching people in time. In some of the interviews we did, we discovered that people had those alerts sent to their spam folders.
Like, right now, my personal belief is that they're just doing this because ICE is bored. ICE failed in Minneapolis, so they were like, why do we fail? Because people were recording us. What are we going to do about it? Let's just subpoena their info. Like, what are they going to fucking do about it? Take them to court? They would instantly win any court. What the fuck would a court case against these people look like from ICE? They get charged with what? Filming ICE agents? They go to court? The judge would, like, beat the fucking DOJ attorney with a stick. There's, like, what are you doing with this? They're just threatening people. It's all threats, you know? Added to a database, what comes out of it? Nothing. They can't do any. ICE can't do anything. If they nab you and you're a citizen, you get let out eventually. Maybe they shoot a couple of people. They disappear a bunch of undocumented people and, like, legal immigrants. But institutionally, they can't do a thing. You know, the Gestapo did not just randomly murder and kidnap people. They were instrumental in changing the entire landscape of Nazi Germany. You know, they reshifted the entire legal and social framework. Whereas in America, it's the same day to day. It's the same fucking thing. It's the same shit. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm losing my mind. Shit's going to get a lot more unhinged over here, I feel. Fuck. I feel like so many of the people who, like, the people who do the both sides, like Trump and, you know, Biden, or the Democrats, the Republicans, they're the same side or the same people or whatever. It's the bell curve, right? The low IQ position is that Democrats and Republicans are the same. And then the midwit position is, nah, dog, there's actually, like, huge differences. And then the super informed position is, well, in the meaningful sense, they are the same, but not entirely. But they are. They're completely the same, but not entirely. It's very, I don't know. The context does matter, yeah. There are low and high IQ ways of expressing the fundamental point there. Yeah, for sure, 100%. Anyway, like, this is very, very bad, by the way. Like, just insane. ICE, like, randomly subpoenaing social media companies, going through people's, like subpoenaing Discord logs or whatever else to find the identities of people who have filmed them. Super, super insane. But take some heart in knowing that, again, what the fuck is ICE going to do? Charge you? The DOJ is not going to charge you with anything involved. If you did commit a crime, sure, but that's not what they're looking for here. They're just trying to fucking... Please don't be so whatever about people getting disappeared. I'm sorry, you're right. It is really bad that they can do that. It's just, I'm trying to not be the actual joker about this, but the cut to U.S. aid, just a couple billion cut from U.S. aid, has already killed nearly 1 million people and is estimated to go on to kill many millions more. We shut down food warehouses that were full to the brim with food and water purification tablets. So, but nobody talks about it. Like, nobody talks about cutting USA. You go on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, whatever. Nobody fucking talks. Millions of people, the population of multiple U.S. states vanished. Nothing. There will never be op-eds on these people. Millions of people. So in the context of that, again, I reflect now on like the meaning of social murder. We basically did a Holocaust in, I guess, sort of collectively, like impoverished areas in Africa, I guess the most affected regions. Does that mean it's not bad when ICE disappears people? No. Does it mean our attention is directed in the wrong place? Probably. This is what I'm thinking about, I guess. It's like a lot of attention gets directed to this very flashy violation of people's civil rights by ICE. But the underlying evil, the real evil, is like banal policy shit. It's the debt clock. It's cutting USAID. It's tax policy. You know, it's like boring. It's because it's always been like this too, right? Like the flashy stuff is like a guy gets shot by the cops. Is that bad? Yeah. Should we talk about it? Yeah, we should. But like underlying that, decisions made, you have bills that pass through Congress that were written by lobbyists and staffers who are paid by corporations, and they get signed without the Congress people ever reading it. And then invisibly, in ways that no one cares or no one talks about, hundreds of thousands of people die from a lack of medical coverage or from pollution or from a million other just like tiny inconsequential like elements of social murder that accumulate to vast numbers of dead that rival in many cases entire genocides, but we don't talk about it, you know? I guess I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to be a good like socialist. I'm trying to think like long term here. Is the ICE stuff really bad? Yeah, it is. But isn't the ICE stuff just like the flashy part? You know? You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's not bad. And I'm not saying the Democrats would do with ICE what Republicans are doing with ICE, but the Democrats were doing like a pretty big part of it, you know? A lot of people were getting deported in previous administrations, but it wasn't flashy. The fascists make some evil flashy while a lot of other evil stays invisible. And I'm really worried about that other evil, you know? You can hold two positions at once. Yeah, of course. I would never say that what ICE is doing doesn't matter. It does matter. But that's not the point that I'm making, right? I would never, you know, it's just we have to be aware of the broader the problem of having this bit is that you say no one's talking about this, but I read about these things all the time. Metaphysics Bob, that's because you're an internet lefty policy wonk. I guarantee you that easily, and I'm lowballing it, 90% of America, no, 95, no, 98% of Americans could not pass a multiple choice question on how many have died or will die because of the USAID cut. Like, this is, you know, it's maybe in our space, this is like a known thing. Everyone knows about ICE, man. But like the general population, I promise you. They wouldn't even know what USAID is. Maybe 10% of America knows what USAID is or was. I don't know what USAID is, Vosh. Well, there you go. I'm a little confused. I thought we were supposed to focus on local politics, having local impact. Sure, but I don't know what that has to do with what I said. Yeah, like if you want to make yourself effective politically, you want to act locally. But what I'm talking about isn't what you can do. What I'm talking about is stepping back and understanding like where the trends are. Because right now, the way I'm feeling, and I still have to think about this a lot, like I'm not done thinking about it, it kind of feels like the fascism bit was all fake. Like it kind of feels like it was completely made up. There are a lot of fascist people. There are a lot of fascist politicians. There are no fascist governments. And few fascist policies, even. Occasionally there are, but a lot of them flub, you know? The real, the big shift, the big play that we're seeing has just been more austerity, corporate deregulation, lowering of taxes, and wealth transfer. The big four, and all of those are Reagan, baby. All of those are Reagan. All of those are neoliberalism. It's just the big things that have been happening, the big drivers of death and suffering, the big shifts. Think about like our support of Israel. It's not fascism that's driving that. Even the most banal milquetoast centrist Democrats are throating Israel every chance they get and have been for decades. It's not about fascism. It's always just been about the big four, the corporate power, the, you know, regulatory capture and so on. Aren't they trying to control the elections too? That's still a push at authoritarianism. Sure. There's a push, but I have a feeling it's not going to work. That's my pitch. I don't think Trump can actually shut down the elections. I think he's going to try. I don't think it's going to work because I think there is a fundamental disconnect right now. The government might push for fascism as a way of kind of riling people up or pushing for fervor. But the problem is the population is just not fascist and not primed for fascism. We have too much of a democratic civil society. Even the average Republican still wants to go. Listen, I need you guys to understand. In Nazi Germany, the average fascist would kill his neighbor or sentence them to death over criticism of the state. That they would listen to their neighbors, and if they heard dissenting speech, they would report them to the Gestapo. Nazi Germany was only able to be what it was because there were millions of people like that. Children snitching on their parents, and honestly, in some cases, vice versa. Nobody in America is like this. Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but most aren't. The average Republican isn't. They're not. You hear every once in a while, like a Republican calls to get like a person deported. But no, by and large, this is not the. And by the way, in people's heads, the mental optics, like the moral weight of calling for a person to be deported is very different than calling to have a person killed. OK, like there's just no. People in Israel are like that? Yeah, maybe. I guess what I'm saying is that the government might push for fascism, but the people aren't responsive to it, which is why they keep failing. You do like a big on-the-ground wave in Minnesota. It doesn't work. It does nothing. It does nothing at all. The only thing that works is the neoliberalism bit. You know? That's the only shit that actually works. Everything the Trump admin does that's fascist, it's like a hilarious flop. The DOJ gets laughed out of court every single time they bring a case against somebody. Grand juries are refusing to prosecute people for assaulting federal police. It's insane out there. The DOJ can't do anything. The only things that are happening that are leading to anything are the same things that were happening in previous... Sorry, I keep losing my dang mind.
In this particular case, a lawyer from the ACLU filed a motion to stop the subpoena in court. Before a judge could issue a ruling, the Department of Homeland Security withdrew that subpoena. The tech companies we reached out to, including Meta, Google, and Reddit, all declined to comment. When we sent the Department of Homeland Security a list of questions, they responded saying that they had broad administrative subpoena authority. Lawyers
are- The Kirk shooter got snitched on. I'm sorry, I looked at YouTube chat, which was a mistake. I don't want to argue with every single one of you. If you genuinely think the level of fervor for snitching today is like what it was in Nazi Germany, you need to get the fuck offline and go to any bar in your city and just talk to people. You need to get the fuck offline, okay? You do not understand how different the world is today. The past is a different, it's not just a different country. The past is a different reality. There are fundamental differences in the way people socially organize today than how they did back then. Very, very, very big differences. Nowadays, everybody, left, right, center, acts as though they will live forever and nothing happening in Washington affects their lives. Very common sentiment in America today. We've been so comfortable for so long, like people just live their days. Nobody's acting like anything's ending. Even the people who say everything is ending go on their day to day. You're not acting like it. The number of people who live their lives as though things are actually falling apart, very few. I talk about it. I live my life as though everything's going on normally. I come on here and I speak honestly. I talk about how I feel, but like day to day, I guess I don't wake up and think like I need to like sandbag my walls or whatever. You know, It's just not a very common sentiment culturally. Maybe it should be more common. I don't know. But people don't live like that anymore. You know, it's not like it's not the way that it used to be. And that's because we have a strong democratic civil society. People have gotten used to the way things are. Even the people who claim they want, you know, big upheavals often don't. Think of all of the internet socialists you've seen who act as though they would be the first to run out there on the street with their Kalashnikov, you know, shooting at cops or whatever. Do they live their lives as though they're willing to do that? No, they don't. Not one of them. Zero of them do. They talk like I would be the front lines of the revolution. Are they? No, they're not. Like, that's not happening, you know? They're not living their lives as though that is what they are ready to do. Because if they were, they would be acting differently right now. So, yeah. Just very different environment. We have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that.
I worry that this can have a chilling effect on free speech. Accounts that receive subpoenas might no longer want to post or be concerned that the government is seeking their data.
But, and this, I think, kind of reinforces my point, the Trump administration has no ability to do anything about the fact that, like, 150 million Americans a day openly talk about how much they despise Trump. Like, what can the some fascist government fucking every day a Twitter post goes viral about how they want Trump dead, you know? Like, everyone everywhere, openly, in schools, workplaces, on every social media platform out there, everyone's, like, just openly hating Republicans and Trump. So what are they going to do about it? Take everyone to court? Not possible. Not even remotely possible. You couldn't take 1% of those people to court. What would you charge them with? Sedition? Ridiculous. Not going to happen. Never has happened. Meaningless. Beaming this brain damage directly into your brain that proves your argument. I love it when brain damage proves my argument. Really like a 2-in-1 deal. Kansas mayor who voted for Trump as non-citizen faces felony charges. Ha! That's fucking funny. Joe Ceballos has the support of his small town where he has lived since he was a teenager. Oh my god. That's fucking funny. Median voter. His town's residents are defending him and asking state and federal government to give him a slap in the right. Yeah. Me when my chud mayor, Joe Ceballos, or Ceballos possibly, votes illegally. Please, sir, he was doing it for you. No one believes in shit, dude. Everyone just wants to live their life. Everyone acts as though the federal government is invisible and immaterial and nothing that it does has any effect in their lives. People engage with politics almost entirely as a form of like signaling, you know? Nobody wants any meaningful change. Republicans say they want a great white ethnostate. No, they fucking don't. They don't. They don't. They just say shit, dog. They just say shit. Now Ceballos fears he'll be found guilty and deported to Mexico. That's fucking funny. Well, Godspeed, Joe. Get that doom straight in my veins. I don't think it's doom, man. I just think that, like, we have to be aware of what the real enemy is going forward. It's the reason why I've made the argument that a very low turnout, low enthusiasm race where J.D. Vance wins might be preferable to one where Gavin Newsom ends, because the neoliberal accumulation of wealth is going to continue in either case and might as well be pinned on a Republican, you know? How's he going to title this segment? ICE is looking up your social media info to stop you from criticizing them. Too long for a title, but that's the sentiment. Are we nihilism maxing today? No! Idiot! We're acknowledging that nihilism is the spirit of the age, and we're responding to it. What do you think the path looks like after Vance went? I don't fucking know. Probably the exact same as what it is right now, just continued decline. Again, my real, genuine, unmitigated optimism is going to be reserved for a candidate who I think will do something about the underlying rot. And not only do something about it, I need them to direct attention to it, you know? I need a presidential candidate who is going to say, listen, okay, obviously, like, Trump and everyone around him are fucking evil sociopath morons, and that shouldn't even need to be said. I'm not even running on that because it's so obvious. Like, yeah, we're going to put them all in jail. However, the reason they were allowed to reach the heights they did was because they are front men for an underlying sinister agenda to liquidate all wealth and all value in the world and transfer it into the bank accounts and stock holdings of like five people. And that is what I'm going to fight against, you know? Now, they probably wouldn't say it that openly because that would, yeah, I don't know, the deep state would assassinate them or something. But you, that's the sentiment that I'm looking for, you know? And all five of them are pedophiles. Goes without saying. Goes without saying. AOC's been doing a decent job at Munich. How can I trust AOC to take on the entire deep state if she can't even criticize Schumer or Jeffries? That's my problem, man. Oh, wow, you put on a good, you know, speech about wealth inequality. That's so good of you, you know? Can you show me that you have the stones? A lot of people are under the... I mean, Bernie doesn't attack leadership either. Yeah, and that's a deal breaker for me. It might not have been in the past, but we're in like, kind of feels like we're in the endgame a little bit, at least within the next few decades. I mean, endgame in a historical sense, not endgame in like a tomorrow it's over sense. We really need someone to speak on this. What do we do about voters just being morons who flip-flop in every issue? Voters only flip-flop the way they do because they're subjected to a nonstop barrage of corporate media that keeps them distracted with superficial cultural issues while ignoring the underlying blight. How many news agencies are there out there that say, yeah, the entire world, including our news channel, is run by a small cabal of Epsteinite billionaire pedophiles? Probably not very many. No, a part of fixing this country will involve some kind of seizure or censure of media. There's no way around it. Probably going to have to ban radio altogether for how fucking conservative that shit tends to lean. What can be done about corporate-owned media? Probably mass arrests. I know that sounds like extreme and not very viable, but I don't really know what else could be done. Like, the people who run, like, say, CNN The Atlantic or whatever, like these people are open evil oligarchs, you know? What are we supposed to do about the fact that Jeff Bezos directly intervened and prevented his editorial board from endorsing Kamala Harris right before the 2024 election, you know? What are we supposed to do about the fact that, what is it, not the Atlantic, which of them is it? The guy who calls himself a super Zionist or a secular Zionist, who very openly evil. What are we supposed to do about the CBS acquisition? Like, these are attacks on our right to free and fair media, you know? And they should be responded to. Yeah, Larry Ellison types. Politico, thank you. These should be responded to as though they're attacks on the Constitution. The people engaging in them are traitors. This is not... This is very clean-cut stuff, okay? This is not like the state should be breathing down your neck and monitoring everything you say. It's that literally all media is owned by, like, five people, and they're all extremely openly evil. It's not... It's like a very clear-cut issue, you know? Go after them and make the laws up after. I don't give a shit. There's no way out of here except for doing so. At what point do the ends justify the means in this issue? What? I'm a consequentialist. The ends always justify the means. What do you mean? People take that phrase in media to mean what it doesn't mean. The ends, like, definitionally, like, what are you, a Kantian? You Kant? Fair enough, my bad. Aren't you rule-based? Everyone is. But rule-based is folded into act-based. The truth is, there's no point in discussing ethics anymore. Like, who is right and who is wrong is obvious and unveiled, you know, by God to all of us in our dreams. Discussing normative ethics is loser shit at this point. The world is run by the Epsteinite class. Like, what do you need? What, like, do you need, like, an instruction manual, you know?